This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, June 8th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY, Nick and TBOY. I coordinated outfits. I'm rocking seafoam green.
There we go.
You got ocean blue.
I like what you did there. It's a nice Wednesday wardrobe. Let's roll with it, Jack.
Now, you can watch this pod and see these wardrobes every day because we're streaming video on Spotify now.
Yes, we are. You see the shirts and you see the takeaways. Jack, what
might
do we got for
well
our first
T-Boy? Might as well call this T-Boy Plus.
Boom, T-Boy Plus. What's our first story?
Coffee consumption has hit an all-time high. And according to Nestle, so have coffee creamers.
We got ourselves a piggyback product. Here it is. Cocoa Fruity Pebbles Fudge Creamer.
For our second story, Palantir is one of the most mysterious, strange, secretive companies in America.
It's also the only one that had a personal powwow with President Zelensky over in Ukraine.
Our third and final story is Target. Once again, Target dragged down the whole stock market yesterday.
Yeah, here we go, besties. Fire sale over at aisle 6.
But before we hit that wonderful combo of stories.
Fantastic mix for a midweek, Jack.
We had a rare combo this week. It was Pride Month. It still is Pride Month. And it was National Donut Day.
Okay, so Jack, one day last week, there was a celebration of the LGBTQ community and a celebration of a delicious dessert.
Now, they seem totally unrelated, but the Pride movement's beginnings included a donut.
Get this, Yetis. We learned this from a bestie named Steve Decker down in Florida.
You probably know that the gay liberation movement began with the Stonewall Uprising in 1969 in New York City.
But it actually began 10 years earlier in 1959 in lovely Los Angeles.
In 1959, it was illegal in Los Angeles to not be dressed in the clothing of the gender listed on your ID card.
Okay, so Jack, hard to believe today, but back then it was illegal to cross-dress.
What a ridiculously subjective law, by the way.
In the meantime, let's go to Cooper Donuts, a 24-hour donut shop that happened to be located in the heart of Los Angeles's gay district.
Okay, so one night back in 1959, cops came into Cooper's Donuts and tried arresting a couple of drag queens that were just minding their own business.
But the diners, they weren't having it. They fought back with a food fight.
That's right. The diners at Cooper's Donut hurled coffee, tossed paper plates, whipped donuts at the officers until they scrammed.
We're talking powdered donuts, sprinkled donuts, lemon cream flavored donuts.
It was oppression versus fried dough.
Now, besties and yetis, that movement has evolved from the donut fight to more uprisings.
And then to protests and now to parades.
And today, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people enjoy rights hard fought by so many brave individuals.
And the earliest brave protesters?
Yeah, Jack?
Used a glazed donut.
Happy Pride Month to all.
Especially to the LGBTQ Yetis, some of whom are our most dedicated besties.
Let's celebrate our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Nestle just said that coffee consumption hit its highest point of the 21st century.
But you know the real winner here.
Talk to me, Jack.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp chocolate creamer is the real winner here.
That's right, because Nick and I can already guess your routine.
Yetis, we know what you're doing right now. First of all, you got your morning latte, but that's not it.
Afternoon espresso comes after that.
And then an evening decaffeino before bed.
And we can prove it, because the National Coffee Association of America, fine institution, by the way, just reported that coffee consumption has hit a two-decade high.
We're talking 68% of Americans drinking coffee every single day. Jack, what's the wilder stat?
According to this fine institution, that is more consumption of any beverage than any other beverage, including tap water.
Some people aren't even consuming water. They're just enjoying frappuccinos.
But the major change here is that coffee's not just a morning routine.
Yeah, it's not just like the but first coffee situation. That's not the situation.
Coffee is so much more than just a breakfast drink.
Yeah, there's been a change. You're now drinking coffee throughout the day since you started working from home.
You're crushing caffeine at 5 o'clock like it's an appetizer for dinner.
Turns out coffee consumption after breakfast is up a whopping 15% from last year.
You know what? We're freaking busy, man.
You got a lot going on.
Millennials are a busy generation. You got to fuel those synapses even in the afternoon.
Yeah, even if it's a $9 cup of coffee, that's the cost of that.
But here's the issue. We all need to drink coffee, but we hate the taste of those coffee beans.
Boom. This is what Jack and I found fascinating about this coffee situation. There has emerged a piggyback trend.
Millennials are driving all-time high sales of coffee creamers, specifically flavored coffee creamer.
That's the piggyback trend. Creamers are growing faster than coffee is, specifically sugar and nostalgia creamers.
Twinkie creamers, Cinnabon creamers, M&M creamers, Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee creamer.
We're talking the rise of the candy creamers. Where's the Three Musketeers bar?
Here's the thing. We're not dipping our hand into the M&M bowl on Cindy's desk like our parents' generation got to in the afternoon.
Look, Cindy's nice and you want to have a conversation with her, but look, you still need an afternoon pickup. It's just not going to be M&M's.
That's why Nestle is literally, this is a real product. They have a drumstick ice cream. Remember those cones?
Yeah.
They've turned it into a coffee creamer.
Like you'd go to the ice cream guy down the street. That's now your 30-year-old coffee addition substitute.
It's like a hypnotist. I know you're busy. I know you want ice cream, but you need coffee. It's just like ice cream.
Honestly, childhood cereals, they just hit different as a coffee creamer.
Forget caffeine. This generation craves high fructose corn syrup.
Two pumps of cookie dough, Darlene. And don't judge me, Darlene.
Just don't.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies putting stuff in their cappuccinos over in the creamer industry?
It's not a mega trend without an arms race.
Yeah, it is. Look, creamers, they're piggybacking off your record coffee consumption.
But what confirms that we have a mega trend on our hands?
Talk to me, Jack.
It's the arms race among corporations for creamer partnerships.
Okay, first, Nestle partnered with Kellogg to make Rice Krispies creamers and Golden Grahams creamers.
And then Dannon partnered with Post, the cereal company, for Fruity Pebbles creamers.
But then Dannon partnered with Warner Brothers. Are they making a Batman creamer, Jack?
False. It's Willy Wonka branded creamer, specifically Whipple Scrumptious Fudgy Caramel Creamer. Again, a real product.
And just in case you weren't sure this was an arms race, when Starbucks and Dunkin' saw all this, they whipped up their own candy creamers that just came to market.
It's not a mega trend without an arms race.
One more Cookie Crisp for the people, Jack.
Cookie Crisp. It's one of my finer talents.
For our second story, Palantir just became the first Western company to actually visit Kyiv during the war in Ukraine.
This is Palantir's Lieutenant Dan moment.
Oh, the thing to do for politicians these days. Jack, what is the cool thing to do if you're in politics?
Fly to Ukraine without prior announcement.
Surprise.
And have a photo op with President Zelensky.
Well, Ukraine just issued a press release last week about his latest meeting with a man named Alex Karp.
Alex Karp is not the president of this republic or the prime minister of that democracy.
No, Alex Karp is the founder and CEO of a company, a mysterious company, called Palantir.
Palantir is named after the orb in Lord of the Rings, where Sauron can spy on the Fellowship because Merry or Pippin, they done messed up.
Okay, easy there, easy there, easy there. Jack's going down a Hobbit hole down there right there.
Gandalf!
Now, when they're not reading The Hobbit, the company Palantir builds spy caliber software for companies to better see the world through data and analysis.
And President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Ukraine could use Palantir to fight against Russia on the digital front lines.
Okay, so Palantir's helping out Ukraine's resistance fighters to defend their country. Fantastic.
That is fantastic. It's not just Ukraine who's the winner here, though. The other winner is Palantir's salespeople.
Picture your classic corporate sales meeting. Jack, let's set the scene here. You got like a bunch of stale fruit over here and like six bottles of water nobody's going to touch over there.
Yeah, I brought a pitch deck you're definitely never going to pick up again after this meeting.
So Palantir is visiting the headquarters of a company. They want to be the client. And that company, let's say it's a bank, probably doesn't have too much interest.
But now, the first thing that that banker is going to say is, hey, didn't I see that your CEO was in Kyiv, like Ukraine?
That Palantir salesperson's suddenly going to have a burst of energy. Suddenly, they're going to explain how Palantir's tech can protect against cyber attacks and follow dirty money or detect investment opportunities before anyone else, including on the battlefield.
I had no interest in this meeting, but now I'm like Kevin Bacon, one degree of separation from something really cool that happened.
Okay, so the CEO of Palantir's PR stunt over in Ukraine, that's ammunition that his sales team of Palantir salespeople can use to make a sale. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Palantir?
This is Palantir's Lieutenant Dan moment.
Yetis, remember in Forrest Gump, when Forrest marries Jen A and then Lieutenant Dan shows up and at the wedding, he's not in a wheelchair.
It's a wonderful scene. And he's not in a wheelchair because he has new legs, or magic legs, as Forrest calls them.
Well, Lieutenant Dan says those legs are made out of titanium alloy, just like the metal used in the space shuttle.
Now, Lieutenant Dan didn't need legs capable of flying to space.
No, Lieutenant Dan didn't need titanium alloy. Lieutenant Dan could have just used some basic cheap metal for his new legs.
But Lieutenant Dan was excited about the titanium because of the space program. And that got Lieutenant Dan to finally take action and get legs.
Well, the way Jack and I see it, it's the same situation with Palantir's sales pitch.
That banker doesn't need software tough enough to fight Russia on the digital front lines.
That client doesn't need something as intense as what Palantir is capable of.
But that banker is excited by what Palantir is capable of.
This is Palantir's Lieutenant Dan moment.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
So for the last 3.5 years, Jack and I were running a startup within a startup, basically.
We turned our company, Market Snacks, into Robinhood Snacks, the news arm of Robinhood.
And at Robinhood, we co-hosted the Snacks Daily Pod that you got to know and love.
At Robinhood, we also got to hire an awesome team of news people who run the Robinhood Snacks newsletter.
Wild fact here, the biggest newsletter in America, Robinhood Snacks.
A key detail, though, not many are aware of, is the editorial independence.
So Jack and I set it up so that we could independently cover the most interesting and most important news stories of the day.
Robinhood's commitment to free, digestible news snack style was an awesome differentiator.
Yeah, if you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, one second.
Jack, we got a warning, and it's from Target.
We have too much stuff that we can't sell.
Call it a fire sale. There is a run on Target about to happen.
Trivia. What's the biggest company based in Minnesota?
Definitely Target.
Big box Target. Just announced some big box bad news.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. We're taking actions to right-size our inventory in this rapidly changing environment. Jargon, 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 speak jargon.
Here's what they're actually saying. They have way too much stuff and you're not buying it.
Especially the home goods. Jack, they have too many home goods at Target.
The TVs, the home decor, the wooden signs that say blessed, cherish this home.
Love wins here.
All the worry about a recession that you've seen in the news has people passing on that 55-inch and the console table.
So it's the opposite of the Hoarder's Almanac. It's a surplus with no purpose.
And the solution that Target announced yesterday, they are taking aggressive steps to get rid of their extra inventory.
Jack, can we pull a Google Translate on that little bit of jargon too?
Get ready, Yetis, for a fire sale of anything home-related at your local Target.
Honey, get in the Mazda. We're going to aisle 6.
Hey. You won't be able to pack your pantry with 50% off bags of Doritos. Don't expect to see that.
Yeah, food, beverage, beauty, demand for essentials, that's been steady, so that's like unaffected.
That's not going to get discounted. It's the random non-essential home stuff that Target just can't seem to sell.
Yeah, the stuff we all bought during the pandemic with Stimmy checks, you're not buying them right now.
Patio furniture, a kitchen mixer, that 1,000-thread Egyptian cotton king-sized thing.
All that stuff, you might be able to buy the dip over at Target pretty soon.
I'm hoping for 50% off that stuff, but we'll see.
Hashtag not an ad. This is actually happening.
Nick, all that negative sentiment around the economy has consumers focused on essentials. Not like that 55-inch tree.
No more treat yourself. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Target?
This isn't a discounting death spiral. This is a one-time profit punishment.
Hey, Target. Look, it's us. It's Nick and Jack. Let's just talk for a sec. Why didn't you just tell us this a month ago?
Back in May, we covered on this pod that Target forecasted much weaker revenue than expected, and they had their worst stock day ever.
Yeah, the way we see it, if they knew in May that sales would slow down, they should have known they'd have extra inventory too.
And they should have told us then. It's better to have one negative news cycle than to spread it out over two events and two episodes on this pod.
Okay, well, at least now Target is ripping off the Band-Aid with a one-off fire sale.
Yeah, Target, don't expect them to start the ugly habit of constant discounts that consumers get used to and start waiting for.
This isn't the discounting death spiral of death. What this is a one-time profit punishment. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Americans are sipping coffee in record amounts, so Nestle is piggybacking.
Because Fruity Pebble Creamer, it's not a mega trend without an arms race.
Our second story was about Palantir's CEO visiting President Volodymyr Zelensky last week in Ukraine.
Yeah, this is Palantir's Lieutenant Dan moment.
For our third and final story, Target, if we have to cover you again in the next month or so, we're going to be really disappointed.
Yeah, we know. You're not going through the discounting death spiral of death. You're going through a one-time profit punishment. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by longtime Yeti David Croce from lovely Iowa. And Jack and I were shocked by this.
The Amazon River is one of the mightiest rivers in the world.
Okay. Second longest river in the world. Contains the most fresh water out of any river in the
world. It's 4,300 miles long, which is longer than from New York to San Francisco.
It's got like thousands of piranha species that could kill you. And despite all of those things, it's missing one thing.
I didn't believe this when I read it, but there is not a single bridge crossing the entire 4,000-mile river.
Yeah. So like the Nile, they got 9 bridges. The Yangtze, they got 100 bridges.
The Hudson River in New York has like 12 before Albany.
There are multiple bridges on the bridges, but the Amazon River has 0 bridges.
Again, we fact checked this. It's just so wildly remote and like jungle surrounded.
Jungle there.
That there's no population that needs to get from one side to the other. Anywhere.
The Amazon River, you can take a ferry.
There are some ferries.
Besties and Yetis, if you know an invention that's better than edible burrito tape, we still want to hear it at T-Boy Pod.
I saw a good one. But we're going to give the rest of the Yetis a day or two.
In the meantime, you can help grow this pod by turning to your buddy and saying, hey, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know.
Nick and I'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, congrats to Portuguese exchange student Laura Phillip, who's graduating. Hope you had a fantastic time in U.S. high school.
And congrats to Coach Nikki, who just got engaged down at Hermosa Beach, California.
And Amy Jo just finished that data science certification over in San Francisco.
And a huge happy birthday to Kate Harmon in Pasadena, California.
And Emma Clary turning 22 in Westfield, Indiana.
And happy 38th to Cole Forrest in Evanston, Illinois.
And Jessica Waller over in Clovis, California.
Happy 27th to Rima Naik in Reno, Nevada.
And Elle Mullins, enjoy that 10th birthday in Bayonne, New Jersey.
This kid's going places. Only listens to the pod on 2x speed.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a D-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Spotify and Robinhood.
And now a word about our exclusive sponsor, Robinhood.
Look, we're not tech guys. We're not engineers.
Uh-uh.
Nick, I'm no product manager.
You look great, but we're not technically. When our computer's not working, Jack and I turn it off and then we turn it back on again.
But when we moved to California to join Robinhood, we were in tech's mecca.
So we were soaking up as much about the tech industry as we could.
One thing we saw about the tech industry at Robinhood was insane customer focus.
Every product launched, every tweak made to the app was a laser-focused move on customers.
Robinhood would be interviewing hundreds of users to figure out if one tweak of one button in the app would improve the experience.
Inside of Robinhood, we saw that everything the company did was focused on the best outcome for you, the customer.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY. And choose a stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast. But the real winner here is chocolate cookie crisp.
I forgot how much you love the cookie crisp. I'm so surprised. I'm like, hey, Jack, can we talk on the phone? This is Nick. This is Cookie Crisp.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.